I swear I've never known before. It's much more than a feeling. It's knowing and believing. This love is what you're living for.
Chapter 27, page 63. Conversions, Various People, Small and Great, Part 2. Upon some sudden geological tremors and abnormal weather taking place, a soldier in the Roman Empire realized, after he assisted in nailing Jesus to the cross, truly, this was the Son of God. To those in law enforcement, do you realize who he is? An ambassador from Ethiopia, returning from the annual Jewish Passover in Jerusalem, discovered Jesus Christ as the fulfillment of the messianic prophecy found in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, and said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" The Christian said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." The ambassador answered, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The scriptures say, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Government officials, what do you say about it?" A repentant king of Israel, having committed a rape, adultery, and murder, prayed, "Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have sinned. I have said that I would keep thy works. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies." There was a man involved with the occult in the country of the Gadarenes. This man had lost control and become overtaken. Perhaps not to the same extent, but all people are bound by sin and the devil in various degrees. That's why the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. That was the case for the Gadarene who received a deliverance when Jesus was come out of the ship. Immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broke in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. After this encounter with Lord Jesus Christ, the man was found sitting and clothed in his right mind, and he departed and began to publish in his hometown of Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Have you told your family and hometown? A brilliant Bible scholar and leader in government mourned and prayed, "We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God." Hey, theologian or educator, is this your prayer? The acts of Manasseh, one of the most evil kings to ever reign in Israel, and his prayer unto God when he humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, resulted in this public display of repentance and restoration when he repaired the altar of the Lord and sacrificed thereon peace offerings and thank offerings, and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. Isaiah, one of the major prophets, when he encountered the holiness of the Lord God Almighty, had this to say, "Woe is me, for I am undone. Because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Followed by, here am I, send me. Preachers, do you realize the Eternal, whose name is holy? A merchandiser in the country of Macedonia named Lydia received Jesus Christ as her Savior when she attended unto the things which were spoken. And when she was baptized, and her household, she besought the Christians, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained them. Entrepreneurs, it's money or the master. Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, a tax-collecting politician, and he was rich. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. Politicians, better render to God the things that are God's. A parent desperate to help his out-of-control teenager, overcome by evil influences, answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Jesus said, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Chapter 28, page 65. Witnesses, Lifestyles of the Saved and Serious. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because he saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment to abort the babies, saying to the nurses, when ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him, but if it be a daughter, then she shall live. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, and what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Eternal life will be fully experienced in the resurrection. Chapter 29, page 67. Footsteps, the new life in Jesus. For all the promises of God in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, are yea, and in him, amen. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Authentic followers of Lord Jesus will be persecuted because the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Lord Jesus taught, "If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Of those who persecute you, some of them are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they had heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction and persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. But the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whoso therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whoso shall deny me before men, him also will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. But he shall receive persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. The prophet Micah said, "A man's enemies are the men of his own house." Therefore I will look unto the Lord, I will wait on the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Lord Jesus continued, "Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house, divided, three against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." Apostle Paul said, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. What is learned now will be vitally important in the near future." Chapter 30, page 69. Troubling times, what the future holds for true Christians. As to those things just mentioned, which will happen, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, "For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter." Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord Jesus told us, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Today, none of God's promises are thought to be negative. Some think they are always positive, but this one isn't. Therefore, the apostles went about confirming the souls of disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God, which will be the physical, real, perfect, worldwide government of God on earth with Jesus Christ as King after the first global leader is conquered. The man of sin, the beast, now rising. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes are as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remaining beast armies were slain with the sword of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. However, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Multiple points within this passage declare a future fulfillment beyond 70 AD, because the magnitude of World Wars I or II happened after 70 AD, canceling 70 AD as nor ever shall be. Apostle Paul picks up the same subject, saying, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let not man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not? For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, aka Department of Homeland Security, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Let us not sleep as others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunk in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. God promises us tribulation, but saves us from wrath. Remember ye not when I was yet with you? I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he, the man of sin, the son of perdition, might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth, that is, he who holds fast or retains or withholds, will let withhold or retain until he be taken out of the way. Apostle Paul used the Old Testament to teach this to the New Testament Thessalonian saints. Here it is. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. But I will show thee that which is noted in the Scripture of truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things, but Michael, your prince. Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. Read all of Daniel chapter 10 and 12 to discover the role this archangel has in holding back the satanically led nations from wiping out God's elect nation, the Jewish people, the nation of Israel. But he will only do so until he be taken out of the way, because at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. What follows is history. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And when the dragon saw that he was cast out unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. What follows is future. The woman was the believing remnant of Jews through whom Jesus Christ came upon his physical birth, and in the soon coming days there will be another remnant group of Jews. John recorded in his vision, I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. And to the woman were given 2 great wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Concerning the remaining Jewish population, both authentic and artificial, in the land of Israel who don't receive Jesus Christ as their Messiah, they will be deceived by the son of perdition who precedes the Lord Jesus Christ, as it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, 2 parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for. But the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob, for this is my covenant unto them, and I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Old Testament fathers' sakes. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also obtain mercy. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him, as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Now, back to the future. The dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. This, of course, has been and will continue to be none other than the genuine, authentic Christians down through the ages. To correctly understand what is going to be the driving force and belief behind the Antichrist when he shows up, Christians need to be aware of the Old Testament law of Moses and the real Jewish descendants from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as contrasted with the satanic philosophies and deadly doctrines found in the Zohar and Talmud, used today in many synagogues worldwide. Lord Jesus had this recorded for those who exercise discernment. I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. I will make them of the synagogue of Satan which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. For the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
I thought I knew who God was, what he's all about. A power, a prayer, a promise, I had it all worked out.
This concludes this episode of the Go Ye International broadcast. Thank you for listening, downloading, and/or reading along. You may contact us through the contact information available on the Go Ye International's podcast page, via the email, the websites of goyeinternational.mysite.com, and there you get further information by which you can write and/or use other email and call.
My soul is shaken. Now I know what I'm living for.
Remember to visit often and stay late. There's a different world. There's a different world to discover.